Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Okay, this week's YogPod, and I'm using the term week there quite loosely because we haven't released one in about 6 weeks. Okay, this month's YogPod is in honour of Saint George, the patron saint of Englandshire, who is famous for slaying a dragon and saving the people of, I think it was Turkey, actually. Why is he our patron saint?
What?
Why is he our patron saint? He's from Turkey.
What do you mean he's from Turkey?
I'm pretty
sure like
he's
Welsh
from
or something?
Turkey. What? Why would he be Welsh?
Because they've got the dragon on their flag.
I think it's a different dragon. Unless the Welsh really do hate the English so much that they now worship the dragon that almost killed St. George.
Did it almost kill him? See, I don't know anything about this story.
It's all just bollocks at the end of the day, isn't it?
So he was like a Turkish guy. That's really messed up. I mean, the fact is that all of our traditions are like stolen anyway. Like tea is from China, obviously, and like curries, and St. George is now a Turk. What else is like, you know, the Queen's German?
Well, they are a German family, yeah.
I know, that was part of the joke.
Ba, 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 ba.
Didn't work. That went a bit flat.
Amazing. It's your delivery. That was the key in the failure of that joke.
Hello, and welcome to YogsCast.
What the fuck are you doing? I was just wondering where you were. I was just sat here in silence, not moving. Staring at the wall, waiting for you to start talking again. It's like rocking backwards and forwards, my hands around my knees, staring into empty space, solitary tear running down my cheek.
We should play something. Do you want to play Tranquil Tycoon?
I had something more exciting in mind, right? How would you like to take the dragon quiz?
Right. Well, go on.
Okay, it's a series of 12 questions about, you've guessed it, dragons. Are you up for the challenge?
Yep.
You're not allowed to use Google or any information sources around you. You just have to rely on your brain and your own personal knowledge of things dragon.
Okay, I'm ready.
Awesome. Question 1. What is the name of Eragon's dragon companion in Christopher Paglioni's Inheritance series?
Oh, I don't know. How about Eleanor?
Well, that's not one of the choices, because there are, in fact, three choices
here.
There are choices.
Whew.
You're all right. It's all right. You've got a chance now. Unfortunately, you have to rely on my pronouncing the names correctly. Aya, Murtagh, or Saphira?
Aya, Murtagh, or Saphira? Oh dear.
Yes.
Alaya sounds retarded. Sapphira sounds too generic. It must be Murtaug.
Okay, I'm going to click it. It's clicked. Nothing happened. So we're just going to move on to the next question.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
So we don't know whether that's right.
I think we have to select all of the answers.
Or wrong.
No, we've got no idea. That's brilliant. So we have to see at the end. Okay. So question two. In Anne McCaffrey's Pern books, what are the special abilities of dragons used for? To burn alien thread out of the sky, to cook marshmallows, or to lift heavy objects?
It must be heavy objects. Must be. Must be. Although, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, if a dragon did exist, yeah, they'd be way, like, too heavy to fly, wouldn't they? And, I mean, you wouldn't be able to use them to, like, lift heavy objects.
They use magic.
There's no such thing.
And that's how...
It's bullshit.
No.
There's no such thing as dragons either, to be fair.
Magic is real.
No, but Tuva, you could envisage there being a creature like a dragon. And the reason it doesn't exist is because it would be way too fucking heavy. Well, yeah. I mean, it could theoretically breathe fire. Yeah.
So, are you going with lifting heavy objects?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. It's been selected.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, apparently. Question three. In Tolkien's Middle Earth, which dragon is depicted on the helm of Hador worn by Turin? Is it Ankh-Lagon, Glaurung, or Smaug?
I doubt it's Smaug, because that's the one that Bilbo steals the ring from, isn't it, or something? Is that... No, he doesn't steal the ring from Smorg. I doubt it's that. I think it's probably Glam... The one with beginning with G. That sounds more of a Tolkien-y name, doesn't it?
The one beginning with G.
Yeah, Glamragon. Is that what you said?
You're just guessing, aren't you? You don't actually know.
I'm pretty confident. The one on Thurin's helm.
Your knowledge of dragons isn't very good.
Fuck you! My knowledge of dragons is fine.
I put
it's got
it
me
you.
By perfectly well until now.
You managed to get through in life with a very poor knowledge of dragons. Okay, question four. In the Harry Potter books... Ah, you must feel confident about this one.
Oh yeah, I'm confident now.
Okay. Which of the Weasley brothers has a job involving dragons?
Oh, shit.
I'm not even going to give you the choices. I'm not even going to give you the choices because obviously you know so much about Harry Potter.
Well, the Weasley brothers are... I think they're Bill and Charlie who are the ones who are like... I'm going to guess Bill.
Okay.
Bill Weasley.
I'm just eating some chocolate. It's my birthday. My birthday chocolate.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Very nice. Thank you.
Did you want me to say that again? Just, you know, add that.
No. In. Question five. In the film Reign of Fire, where do dragons first emerge? Oh, you must know this one. Christian Bale movie.
In the film what?
Reign of Fire. Reign as in to rule something. But it also works the other way because fire rains down from the sky and the dragons rule. So it's like a rain of fire. It's very clever. The choices are, because I feel like you need some help, Durham, Edinburgh, or London.
Their names are films, are they? Oh dear.
What? No, the film is called Reign of Fire. We've been over this.
Oh, I'm right. I've not seen it or heard of it.
In the movie, it's a quite a good film actually, but in that movie, where do dragons first emerge from? Okay? So we're in the normal world, like now, but dragons, like, emerge from the earth, pretty much. Right? And they do so in the middle of a city.
I'm going to go with London.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with London.
Okay, in the 2007 version of Beowulf, the hero confronts a dragon.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Have you seen this movie?
No. Beowulf!
Okay, he confronts a dragon. What colour is the dragon?
Oh, is Jesus.
It, is it gold, red, or silver?
Silver.
Okay. We're halfway through.
Whew. Good.
Question 7. In Merlin, the 2008 BBC TV series.
Jesus, I can't watch that either.
Okay. A dragon's held captive in it. But where is the dragon held captive?
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's behind a waterfall, in a forest, or it's under Camelot Castle.
Right. Under Camelot Castle. Right. The waterfall sounds a bit cliche. Forest doesn't sound like a very good place to hide a dragon. I'm going to go with under Camelot Castle. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, go with the cliche.
Don't laugh!
Okay, question 8. According to legend, St. George slew a dragon. On what day is St. George celebrated in England?
Oh, shit.
You must know this.
When St. George's Day?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I don't know. Is it somewhere in, like, June? June the 26th? Something like that? No. May. May the... May some... What are the clues? I don't know.
The clues?
Yeah.
Are April the 23rd, May the 23rd, or May the 24th?
May the 23rd. 4th. 24th. May the 24th.
May the 24th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're wrong, but anyway, question 9. What is the title of the first book in Kate Forsyth's series, The Witches of Elianan?
What?
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 I know. Okay, but...
Can you try pronouncing that again?
Okay. Elianan.
Elianan. Right. There's like the French for banana. Elianan.
Okay, The Witches of Banana. The title of the first book in that series is either called Dragon Bane,
Jesus.
Dragon Claw, or Dragon Lance.
No, I don't think it's called Dragon Lance. That's a series by Anne McCafferty. Or
Dragon Dragon.
I'm going to go with Dragon... What was the first one?
Dragon Bane.
Oh, no. Dragon Claw sounds a bit shit.
Or this Dragon Claw.
Bane. Must be Dragon Bane. Must be that. Must be.
Okay, Dragon Bane. Right. Question 10.
Yeah.
It's another Harry Potter question.
Oh, good.
Okay. In Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire...
Right.
Which species of dragon must Harry face during the Triwizard Tournament? Is it a Chinese fireball, a Hungarian horntail, or a Swedish short snout?
I don't think it was the Chinese fireball. That sounds a bit, like, weird. What was the second one? Hungarian horntail?
Yes.
I think it was probably that one. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, question 11.
I don't know! It could have been any of them.
Useless, fucking useless. In the 2008 film, The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor...
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Who plays the Dragon Emperor?
Oh, Jesus! Okay. I didn't even know there was a Dragon Emperor. Mummy, the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Is that the name of the film?
They're just churning them out now, aren't they?
Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Oh, God. Alan Rickman? I don't know, maybe?
Well, he's not one of the answers.
He's not one of the answers,
so
right. What are the options?
I'm guessing it's probably not him. The options are... Brendan Fraser, Jet Li, or Qian Liang.
Right.
Well, Qian Liang.
I'm going to guess that...
Qian Liang.
I'm going to guess that Jet Li has better things to do. Although, to be honest, I don't really know. I'm pretty sure Brendan Fraser's the guy who is, like, the star of it, so I very much doubt he's the Dragon Emperor. I'm going to go with the Tian Li guy. I'm pretty confident about that.
Qian Lang. Qian Liang.
Yeah.
Qian Liang.
Chang Lang.
Okay, the last question.
Oh, thank God.
This is the last chance for you to redeem yourself and capture those special extra points. In the 2000 movie Dungeons and Dragons...
Oh, you're Dragons kidding me. Film. Dungeons and Dragons,
okay,
the movie?
Okay, have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen it? It is
Why have
shit.
I not seen any it of these shit. Fucking films? I want to see it.
I thought
now.
You liked dragons. I thought you were really, you know, you knew a lot about dragons.
I'm really
dragons.
Into my dragons.
You're like an expert. I thought you were the Dragon Emperor. I was surprised when I got to that question, saw the available answers, and your name wasn't there.
Go on then.
Okay, in Dungeons and Dragons, the movie, who is the Empress that owns a scepter that can control the country's golden dragons?
Wow. What a question.
So, you're looking for the name. The name of the Empress.
Okay.
Now think hard. Try and remember. okay, 1, 2, or 3. And I'll just click one of them.
No, read them out. Read them out. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I can Marina, reason it out.
Marina, Norda, or Savina?
Right, well, I don't think Marina is the name of a dragon queen. Does it? It doesn't sound very dragon-y. What the other two? Norda.
She's an empress. She's not a queen.
Sounds a bit stupid.
Norda, no?
I'm not going to go with her.
So Savina.
Oh, God.
Savina.
That sounds sufficiently cliched. I'll go with that one.
Okay, going with Savina. Let's check your score. Oh. Okay, you have scored 5 out of 12. That's pretty good.
Five
unfortunately,
out of 12.
Unfortunately, it doesn't actually give the answers. So
oh dear, we'll never know.
Apparently, it makes a comment on your score, right? It says that was rubbish. That's all it says. They didn't even bother.
That's
saying,
very nice.
Oh. Your knowledge of dragons isn't quite good enough as, you know, we would expect it to be, and we are very disappointed. It's not even that, it's just, you
I'm
know,
very
rubbish.
Disappointed that it's not one of those
Shit.
Things where it says, you are a red...
A retard.
You're a retard.
You are a window licker.
Oh my God. What's a window licker?
Someone who licks windows. Not Wicks Lindos.
I would have thought it would have said something Spinders. Like, you know, you are a pink dragonfly. Your knowledge of dragons is growing, but not as much as a... And then, you know, it like, and then you can put it in your signature. You know, it gives you like a banner to put in your signature.
you could create a signature that says, you know, you're rubbish. Just go with that.
Your knowledge of dragons is rubbish. That's not a very good, like, motive. Where did you get this quiz from?
Warpcoresf.co.uk. Dragon
wow.
quiz.
Do you want to do a quest called the Teddy Compatibility Test?
The Teddy...
It'll determine whether or not you're compatible with a girl named Teddy, who I'm going to link you a picture of now.
Okay.
I need to rip it out.
Is this a way for her to find possible
yes.
mates?
Yes.
Right. Oh, wow, this is good.
She's quite an attractive lady.
This may actually be usable in a podcast.
Apart from the fact that we can't show them.
Wow. They can find it. We can do a tiny URL. Just, you know, don't... Oh, God. It'll just be Goatsy, though. It won't be Goatsy. You can trust us. You can trust the Yogpod. You're trustworthy.
There you go. This is my comment.
Oh, Jesus. She's beautiful.
She is a lovely looking girl.
Do you know what?
Hi.
That's probably...
Hi,
that's probably
I'm Teddy.
A really good photo of her. This is the scary thing.
I know. Hi, I'm Teddy. If you want to know if you're compatible with me, then take this test. Be honest, because that's the only way you'll know if you really are my type, and if we work out, don't bother if you like to cheat on girls, because you're already out. You ready?
What?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready!
If you saw me walking down the street, what would you be thinking?
I'd be thinking, thank Christ I didn't have a large breakfast.
So that's, I wonder what she looks like naked. Is that the option?
Oh, no! No!
No? Damn, let me holler at that. Is that it? Is that the one?
Oh, what? No!
It must
What's
be that,
that?
One.
No!
I don't know. Two.
Is that it? Is there just...
Yeah.
Oh,
the let me holler at that. Two, what is the one thing you notice about a girl the first time you look at her?
I'm not sure, actually. Hair, possibly.
That's not one of the options. The options are butt,
oh.
Boobs, eyes, lips, or the way she walks.
Well, I guess if she, like, walks with a limp or something, that would be you'd notice that quite quickly, wouldn't you?
So the way she walks, obviously. Three, what do you look for most in a girl?
What are the options?
The options are, she should be healthy. She is beautiful. She gotta be freaky. She needs somewhat smart. She gotta make me laugh or it won't work. That's the last one.
Oh my god, this is terrible. She gotta be healthy.
Alright, okay. Do you think I'm cute, hot, beautiful or sexy?
No.
You have to pick one of those.
Did she spell think with an F at the front? Think.
She might as well.
So you're putting this... you're putting a slant on this a bit. That sounded a bit racist because she's slightly Asian. I didn't mean to, say slant. Slanty. No, I didn't mean... Oh, God.
Let's just go with cute. If I told you that I loved softball, what would you say?
I put my testicles in her mouth.
Do you like Lil Wayne's music?
Let's have a guess, shall we? So, if you don't like Lil Wayne, is that it? You're out. You know, you're never going to be with this woman.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's my homie. No, I hate him. I love his music, but not him. Or who the hell is Lil Wayne?
Well, I know who he is. I'm not sure if I hate him. I mean, that's a very harsh term, isn't it? I mean, it's not like I want to see him die. Well, I guess I hate him. Okay, I do hate him. I hate you, Lil Wayne. I hate you.
Do you like to snuggle / cuddle?
Yeah, cutie.
Nice. Okay, that's it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'd love you to be my snuggle buddy.
Ah.
You're a great match for me.
Oh my god.
Message me now because I'd love to get to know you. You're a really great guy for me.
You listening to Yogpot?
I'm starting to think maybe eating nothing except for that creme egg was a very bad idea.
A creme egg? A creme egg. Is that like a cream egg, but
creme
pronounced
egg. It's spelt creme.
No, it's a cream egg.
Yeah, it's a creme egg.
No, it's not. Honeydew.
Cream egg, you idiots.
It's a cream egg. Everyone
it's
calls
not
it
got
cream
A
egg.
In it.
Everyone ever.
They're called cream eggs. Jesus Christ.
Creme egg. Hmm. A delicious creme egg. Sounds like you're ordering in a posh restaurant.
What's a creme egg?
You're a creme egg.
Go fuck yourself, Zephyls.
A cream egg is like a national...
Creme egg.
A cream egg is like a British foodstuff, which is like the most popular sort of confectionery product from about January to April.
Confectionery product? What's a confectionery product?
A confectionery product, Yoey, is like a sweet, like a candy bar, like a chocolate.
Why don't you just say a sweet, a candy bar?
Well, it's not really either of those. It's a chocolate egg, about the size of a normal egg, but it's got like a creamy nougat-y fondant inside. It looks like... No, a cream egg!
Come?
No, not come.
Look, just show them a picture. I'm sure they have them in Holland. They're just not called
creme
eggs.
They don't have them in Holland, probably. Cream eggs! Why are we having this conversation?
There's no A in it.
We have Russian eggs in Holland. I have a Russian egg.
It's difficult to explain this, but they're kind of like an English national dish, I guess. Like, you know, in Sweden they have...
Fuck off,
like,
they are.
They are! They don't have them in other countries. There was a goon food thingy, chef.
Yo, he... Look in my comments.
The other day. Like the goon food exchange, where fat goons send each other
Cadbury
food from
creme
their country.
Egg.
Cadbury.
Oh my god.
That's our national dish as well. Creme eggs. The official...
See? He says creme.
What do you have, Yoey, in Holland?
These are our national... This is our national dish.
Dish, right? Really?
It's called the Amsterdam creme egg. Wow, it looks really, really gross.
It's not, it's very nice.
That's what I was thinking. When I was thinking...
A Cadbury creme egg is a brand of chocolate manufactured inside and out looking like an egg. The egg has a milk chocolate shell with a white yellow fondant filling designed to resemble the yolk and white of an egg. Creme eggs are the best-selling confectionery item between New Year's Day and Easter in the United Kingdom.
There you go.
Unusual sales. Wow. 200 million items and a brand volume of approximately... Wow! £45 million. Creme eggs.
That's right. They're awesome.
Cream eggs.
I think it's cream egg, by the way, because creme egg is a little bit... Bleh. Yeah, I think the guys are right, and the girls are wrong once again.
It's just because they're uncivilized.
What do you have in Holland? Tell me about, like, sweets and chocolate bars and things in Holland, Yoey.
We have space cake. It's like a chocolate bar made from cake containing marijuana.
So you've got hash cake in a fucking wrapper.
Space cake. Wow.
I guess what that was going to be before you even described it.
I love its name, Space Cake. Oh man, it sounds amazing. What else, Yoey?
Yeah, we have a croquette.
Croquette?
A croquette, yes. And that's,
isn't that like something, like a little brown cylinder made of potato?
Not potato. It's like croquette. A brown cylinder made from beef. With rugby
nice.
On the side or something.
What delicious chocolate bar this sounds like.
Thanks for being...